America, there's a company called Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And it's their banter says
Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. So
America runs on coffee.
Fat runs on WhatsApp.
It's like America runs on coffee.
I've been Shemaim, like I post on this filling group. Yeah. This, you know, the Telfi group.
Yeah.
There's now 7,000. So I was with the head guy of the whole thing on Lel Shabbos.
Right.
I don't know if you saw me jumping over your fence like with a stromer. I was like going, oh, did your wife
see? No, I didn't see.
No one saw a chassid.
Was there music playing?
No, just in Lel Shabbos, I was jumping like as I was walking past one way and the other way. All my family are so embarrassing. They're going to think some crazy chassid standing outside. So then Ari Turks is like, no, it's a raccoon jumping around along the wall or something. Because you see my stroma like just above the wall and I'm like making funny hand signals. But no one saw. That's so funny. Anyway, see, I said to my car, I don't think anyone saw because they would have waved back or something. But anyway, so when I was there, so I said to the Telfi guy, like he's got the 7,000 people, I said, look, I really enjoy your groups. And, you know, some of my old students, even they're putting tefillin on now. And some of them probably wouldn't, you know, like guys with tattoos and all earrings and the whole thing. And they're putting tefillin on every day and even saying nice quotes. He says, I want to let you know something. He says, you're the only guy, almost. I think he said, pretty much, I am the only person. He leaves my post. He deletes everyone else's who puts a link. Every day I put a link up of something we've learned or some chizuk and Torah, and he says everybody else I delete. I literally spend like a long time every day deleting all the link people.
Right.
You're the only one I leave because I trust you that it's like something inspirational. He asked me, now I want to know what utilization have you got from it. So I said, one, my listens, more people are listening to our stuff, what we're learning. So shout out to everyone. Two, people are giving me feedback and really nice feedback.
Wow.
I said, three, I've got no business from it. And he said, I'm happy about that. Because then it's the Shem Shemayim. It's just a mechazik. That's it.
Wow, so beautiful.
So he was happy with that. And I think he'll keep leaving it like the status quo that he's allowed me to post a link on the Telfi group. But sorry, guys, you aren't allowed. But for some reason, he's made an exception. Maybe he has Rahmanas to me. I don't know. But
Baruch Hashem.
So we got to a very important point of Perek. Shlosh Esrei, chapter 13. I like to mix it up. So we're gonna see in the summary. Remember, we do the summary.
Yeah.
That we've been learning about the inner struggle. That's been the avoda. So I'm just gonna open up again the Tanya thing. Remember this summary is from B'nai Aliyah. Yeah.
B'naiDashAliyah.com. Print that out and then just keep it in my.
Yeah, no, it's very helpful.
It's a lot of pages.
Yeah, so we got to the truth of love, service of the Beinoni. That was the last thing we're learning. Truth of divine is something that always is. It was quite deep. You know, we were learning about the Malachi Asharis and the Chayas HaKodesh. We were flying it on the end of last week. As this heightened love of the Beinoni cannot be called true. Because the Beinoni, with the correct preparations, can always access this state. It's referred as Avoda Tama, Lamito. Truth is a relative term, is the middle point. Okay, so we said that it's relative. I don't know, I totally agree with his summary on that point. We said that it's all dependent on your level, where you're holding. There is the ultimate truth. There's Emes Amito, we mentioned Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, but then there's the truth of where you're at. And where the other person, and each neshama has his relative level. And we said it's the kaveh emtsoi, it's the middle point. That's why we mentioned the Chayas HaKodesh. Okay, striving to be a Beinoni. This is the next chapter, 14. The level that everyone has access to. Yeah, this is,
pull it up.
Everybody here has access. Yeah, it's called Tanya Summary. So if you just want to look for it.
I think you sent it to me from your other account.
Yeah, but you just write on WhatsApp Tanya Summary and the general, and it should come up.
Tanya.
Summary. Oh, that's because, okay. Oh, there it is. You got it. So just save it or something so you don't lose it. So the midos of the Beinoni are accessible to every Jew. Does not despise Ra, but behaves perfectly. You hear that? Everyone has access to being a Beinoni. It's because most people do not despise Ra. Let's be honest. Yeah, we've mentioned this a bunch of times. We don't hate evil with a tachlis asina. With, you know, especially nowadays, it's become like sort of, they call them the haters. But the haters in Kedusha of a Tzaddik is actually a good thing. But here, Bainani, everyone can access, because everyone can get to that level where they honestly don't hate evil, like with all their kishkas, but they do want to serve Hashem and not speak Lashon Hara and not have naughty thoughts and not, you know, do naughty things, yeah? Sorry to use silly language, but I'm just trying to make it real. He distracts himself from the selfish voice within by asserting his commitment to the truth. That's another one important one. Like committing yourself to truth. We sort of touched on that last week about the, the aspect of MS. But the commitment to being truthful with yourself, being an emistic person, which means you recognize Hashem's there all the time in your life. That's halach and shulchan aruch. And we realize that we have to be honest with that reality. So we can't just do what we want. The level of tzaddik is a gift from above, and this is why we made the second row vow not to be a rasha. So we were going back to all the way back to the first line of the Tanya, mashbiyim oso, that you took on a vow before you came into this world to not be a rasha. So we have that bas kol coming out every day, reminding us not to be a rasha. Then we actually vowed to not be a rasha, so that influences. One of the translations of mashbiyim oso is mashbiyim oso.
Right.
It should mashbiyah, they had the Weinberg, it's called the mashbiyah. Right. It should mashbiyah you by being connected to him, or mashbiyah you that you're connected to this vow you made to not be a rasha, to be a tzaddik.
Mashbiyah.
Correct behavior is always available to all of us. Yeah. So this is Rav Shmuel Diamond's explanation. Striving for tzidkus. The Beinoni should set aside time to develop a distaste for Ra and a pleasure in Ruchnius. Even if it displays pleasures, imagine it, if the Beinoni uses it to avoid doing averis and for mitzvahs, it is called a complete service. Avodah Tamah. We're going to keep coming up to this concept of Avodah Tamah. I think we can go back now into the text of the actual Tanya and start chapter 14. Exciting. New week, new Sefer in the Torah, Vayikra, and preparing for Purim. Just a week away. A week from today, we'll be reading Megillah right now. In Shul.
Megillah came out this year this way.
Yes, interesting. Yeah, Tanis Esther Thursday.
Why is it on Friday, Tanis Esther?
Because we don't fast on a Friday. The only fast we do on a Friday is Asar
B'Tavis.
Ah, okay. It's very like extreme fast, Asar B'Tavis. It's the only one that's Doka Erev Shabbos.
So I'm actually going to be flying on the fast. I didn't even realize.
Oh, wow.
I hope I fly. I'm going tomorrow morning to New York.
Oh, wow, wow.
So I'll be on the plane. I didn't even realize that.
Tomorrow morning, when are you leaving?
My flight is at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be leaving Ferrata probably on 5 a.m. ish.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
booked and then you're coming, returning back, Tina Sester.
Wednesday night, yeah.
So you
when I land, the fast will be over.
Thursday night.
No, say Thursday night. Yeah. I'm leaving Wednesday night in New York, so I'm landing here Thursday afternoon, late afternoon, 5-6 o'clock.
Oh wow, yeah, that's hard to fast on a plane. I've asked Shilas about that, and they said you can drink maybe, or because it gets difficult to travel fasting. Halfway through, maybe from Chatzos, whatever, work out what that is. Ask a rabbi. You have a different, you're holding on a different like thing. But yeah, I've traveled on a fast day. I traveled, what fast day was it when I traveled last time? It was, Shvayasei B'Tammuz, I traveled. And there was a whole question of if I should keep the fast. So I tried as long as I could. I did all the davenings. I did everything I could. But remember, England was a few hours behind. So by the time I was landing, it was the other way around. I was landing on a fast day in England. So I was adding on more time.
Oh.
So by that point, by the end of the night as well, I had a psak that I could start breaking the fast. Because I'd like pretty much done the time. I didn't have to add on now.
Right.
And everyone, each according to their situation. My husband was, I was teaching that night. And they were serving the food around the time the fast had ended in Eretz Yisrael. And I didn't want to turn up to teach and see all my family like a shmata. Like, ask Kiddush Hashem. I just didn't. So I got psacha, was allowed. And that's the situation. But yeah, Billy Evid, obviously, these are all personal things once again. This is the amazing thing with MS, that it does apply each to us in our own reality.
Right.
And if we start putting our MS onto others, that's also not correct. The Shem is big enough, and the Torah is big enough, and the Rabbonim are big enough to guide us each according to our reality. Just like we have Hinuch, we each child according to his situation, so too with Hashem Yisbach, with our Hinuch, with our own personal Hinuch, and our Yiddishkeit, Chelik HaTorah. It just helps us. We don't have to feel like we're, you know, there's something wrong with us if we're different.
Right.
Because that's the beauty of truth, that it fits us in. And there's the ultimate truth, and then there's the personal truth. And we're seeing from Tanya that it's okay. The rank of Benoni is one that is attained by every man. That's what we're holding now. Himidus of Benoni, Himidus Kol Adam, Vachar Kol Adam, Yishach Sokol Adam Yochel Yos Benoni. Bechol Eitz, Bechol Shah, Kebenu Enemuas Bara. As we said, doesn't hate evil completely. Zer, Dava, and Mosel Alev. Lo Kolitim Shovis. Ela, Sumer Rav, Asitov. We're reading a lot, so let's just translate now. The rank of Benoni is one that is attained by every man. Each person should strive after it. So we're all striving after being Benoni. That's the safer, we're learning the intermediate man, the in-betweener. We're trying to become a Benoni. Yeah, but Mr. Hashem, we're not going to be learning again until after Purim, or maybe Friday, probably not, we'll see. But the idea that we should have the ability to strive after being a Benoni, all of us, wherever we are, here, America, wherever it is. Every person can at any time of hour be an intermediate personal, but in betweener, because the in betweener, man does not revile evil. So you're going to sit on the plane and you're going to be honest. You're not going to be sitting there like hating every movie there is. You know, I don't know what you're into, but say June 2, I'd have a Yates Horror to watch that, even though it's probably better on cinemas. You're not even into it. So
I only watch Seinfeld.
Right, Seinfeld, whatever it is. Everyone's got their thing, yeah? Let's be honest. Yeah, that is a feeling entrusted to the heart. Not all times are alike. Prayer time, for instance, is more propitious, as mentioned. So remember, we said by prayer time, you get more of an aliyah, more of a devekus to your nefesh elokis. So you're holding in a more ruchnius state when you're davening, and when you're not davening, sitting on a plane, you got like they're serving food in front of your head, and there's a screen in front of your head. You know, it's like, I know all around you, all kinds of things going on, and you're tired. So in that state, likely the Nefesh Bahamas is going to start kicking in. Unless you're one of these people, like some people, like Rav Eli Stefanski always says, he always like uses it to chaz his daf yomi, you know.
It's really sort of like that.
Yeah, it's a good time to learn.
I just have a hard time when I'm not learning. I just always feel like I need to do that.
So it's a good time, really, ideally, to learn. Yeah, Mr. Shem.
Mr. Shem.
Hashem definitely wants us learning more than watching Narishkai. But anyway, that is feeling inside the heart. Not all times are alike. His task only turn away from evil and do good. You hear that? This is a big cloud. Sumei Ra, Va'asei Tov. I heard from the Baal HaTanya, not in Tanya, but in Torah Or. Once learned to have a Rav, and he said that Sumei Ra is like billionim times more powerful than any Asei Tov in this generation.
Wow.
So the koyach of just refraining from not looking at things you shouldn't and not thinking things you shouldn't and just getting away from, you know, treif things or whatever it is. It's such a powerful nachas ruach to Hashem in this generation when there's so much ribui ra, there's so much exposure, that it's tremendous koyach of our generation, from all the generations before us to mekayim these mitzvahs. We get such koyach and such nachas ruach, more than all the doris before, because it's never been so tested. So in a huge way, the Tzumei Ra is very powerful nowadays. And Chabad Shita generally the Shita of Chassidus is Asei Tov, is the focus on doing good.
Yeah.
In actual practice, the Hainu B'Pal Mamish, indeed.
Yeah.
In speech, remember, Benoni's doing it on all levels. Maisa, Machdiba, Machshava, how are you? Act as a yid, how you speak as a yid, how you think as a yid. Shehem, Shebehem, Abachira, Yecholis, Harishus, Nisona, Lakol Adam. And he made the thing that in contrary to Zaiva's heart and diametrically opposed to it. It says in number 3, note that 4 is also includes the ability of self control. What does he say there? This last part, I didn't really understand it.
Opposed to the matters of every man is given the choice, ability, and freedom. Also, as a dover.
Okay. So turn it around, mamish. Yes, this is what with Purim is the whole time of that.
Speak and think even that which is contrary to the desire of his heart, diametrically opposed to it.
He was craving for things. I don't know what your craves are, but everyone has them. Everyone according to each person. Yeah.
Whether permitted.
Or be'isa chas v'sham. Yochol is Gabe. Siach Tata. Yeah, so that's generally another Nakuda we've mentioned before already, that the Shita of Chabad of Balatanya is Siach Dat, is to remove your mind from it. Don't fight with it, don't elevate it, remove your mind from it. Distract yourself from it, go do something positive, go put tefillin on someone or something.
Right.
You get starting to feel funky, go do something. I mean, it does make a lot of sense if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because start trying to get deeper into the thought to try find the positive part is quite a risky avoda. Like the more an iron brings it down, there's a derech of avoda in Chassidus.
Right.
That you can elevate your thoughts that are not good, but the Balatanya's advice is not like the Chernobyl Rebbe. The Balatanya's advice was...
What was the Chernobyl's Rebbe?
All the way back from Moronaim's original Chernobyl Rebbe.
Ah, okay. I'm saying, what was his advice to do?
To elevate the thought. So if, say, for example, he gives some actual real examples of this kind of experience. You're having thoughts of fear. Yeah? You're fearing stuff.
Right.
You're going on a plane, you've heard about the DI... what's it called? The diversity... DAI or whatever it is, so now they're allowing the dumbest people to fly planes, yeah? United or certain airlines, yeah? So now the guy doesn't have full training. I don't know if this is actually applicable.
So I only fly allow.
Okay, good. But say that in America they've come up with all this diversity nonsense, so now they're allowing people that aren't even highly qualified to do high skill tasks because for the sake of diversity, that's more important, like all the movies as well. And highly diverse, even if they're the worst actors. Yeah. So there's a lot of that nonsense going on until Mashiach comes or people start waking up and correcting this nonsense.
They just end up killing themselves.
Chas v'shalom. But the idea is...
Not themselves.
Crashing a plane, chas v'shalom, or something. But the craziness is, with such a reality, so you are sitting on a plane now feeling a lot more nervous and scared about the reality.
Yeah.
But you still want to fly because you've got business and you want to be an Eretz as well.
Right.
So you're going to do it anyway. So now you're having those thoughts of fear.
Right, now I'm starting to feel afraid.
So, but what do? Those fearful thoughts, you now elevate them to what? To mefached work from Hashem. To only fear Hashem.
Ah, okay.
Really, the shorish of all fears is that I fear Hashem's will, going over His will.
Okay.
And same with Ava. You have this tiva towards something physical, like a schmucker, the guy next to you is eating a bacon, whatever.
Yum.
And you're starting to think, you know, really, I could just, no one's around here, so I'll Jewish.
Sneak a bite of his sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not in LA right now, I'm on the other flight. And I can just sneak a little bit. You know, the guy doesn't need, he said he got an extra one. He said, you want it?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know about your Jewish stuff.
Bacon egg?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're like, you know, finally I can try this zachin, yeah? If you hadn't, I grew up, unfortunately, eating this kind of stuff, but if you didn't grow up eating it, so you're like, wow, finally, no one will ever know. And Hashem's saying, so that's another fear thing. But you can also say it's also a taiva. So the taiva really is, no, I'm going to learn more Torah. I'm going to have Avos Torah, Avos Hashem. And you start to elevate the Ava. Whereas Balatanya, all these things, his answer would be, ignore it. Don't even think about it. Just carry on. Go put tefillin on someone on the flight. Go learn another daf. Yeah, just don't think about it. Don't even get into it.
Right.
That's, you see the different approach. They're both holy and they're both MS. But I think the Balatan is a bit more realistic for our generation once we get caught up with fighting it, usually the answer is...
12-step programs, pizzas, you call a friend.
Oh, that's like a third avenue, which is actually
the most effective.
That actually is the derech of Kalin. Kalin are very into Simcha.
Oh, yeah?
The Chassidus is very much into that. And they're very much into the Chabura.
Right.
The Chabura. So the Rebbe, the famous mice from the Kalin Rebbe, not the one now, but the previous ones, but it's a Masorah and Kalin, and they always talk about it, and they live it, because I've been around Kaliners, I know them well. And they hold that more than the Rebbe can save a Yid, the Chabura, the Chassidus saves a Yid.
Right.
Because there was a Maisa where a guy was having an Nisyonah, so some lady in the water, and something was going on, and he had a test, and he first thing he thought, you know, how could I do this to my wife? That didn't work. And he's thinking, how could I do this to my Rebbe? I'm on my way to my Rebbe. He'll see what I've done on my face.
Right.
Said, maybe I'll just lower my hat. He won't notice. I'll just eat a bit more herring on the side. He won't see.
Right.
And then he said, well, how would I face my friends? And that was where, that's when he held back. So you see the koyach of a chabura, good friends. That's one of the reasons why I don't go to some of these hangouts that people get invited to. Because the importance of being around good people makes a big hashpa on you. Especially the fichzidus. So the Chassidim is in a way a bit of a powerful thing. And that the vote of the Kalin is, say, and you say, well, I won't go to the Rebbe. So who's going to schlep you to the Rebbe? The Rebbe's not going to schlep you because he's too busy. Who's going to bring you back to the Rebbe?
Chaverim.
The Chaverim.
Like that famous story with the Chozer Melublin.
Yeah.
You know that story? I think this is one of Rabbi Weinberger's favorite stories. I don't know if it's his favorite, but I just heard it from him a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know that story?
No, I don't know.
Where the Chassid comes to the Chozer before Shoshana.
Yeah.
Say, I'm just going really faster. And he goes to him, and the Chozer says, get out of here. Like, yeah. I just don't want to see you. You got to go home.
Yeah.
On his way back now, he stops at the inn, because that's what they all do, and he's at the inn, and all his chassidim are coming to the inn, coming towards the chozer, and on the way back, in the kretschmer, right? Yeah. And they're all drinking, and they're partying, and they're all excited to see the Rebbe Rosh Hashanah, and he's on his way back, and they're like, no, Yankala, why are you so down? He goes, the chozer sent me back. And they say, cannot be.
Yeah.
It can't be. No way. And he goes, no, he told me to go home. And he goes, and he saved up all his money to come. Yeah. And he said, it can't be. Come, let's have a l'chaim. At l'chaim, two l'chaim, three, before you know, he's shikar, and he goes, and his chaverim go climbing and schlep him back. They carry him on their shoulders back to the Rebbe, and they bring them back to the Rebbe. And finally he comes back to the Rebbe. He's like sober, and the Rebbe's like, ah, oh, it's so good to see you. It's so good to see you. And he goes, Rebbe, you saw me a couple days ago. You told me to get out of here. And he goes, ah, of course. He goes, you know, when you came a few days ago, when you were here, I saw that the Malach HaMavis, you had already had a Gzar Din.
Wow.
And you were going to die right after Rosh Hashanah. And I wanted to send you home to be with your family. He's like, but days. Now the Koyach of Chaverim, what your friends were able to accomplish.
Yeah.
He's like, by bringing you here, he's like, they were able to turn the whole Gezerah around.
So that's a very important klal chassidus, the chaburis. We mentioned that, I think, before as well here, learning Tanya, because it did come up, the idea of Ben Chavera, having connection to groups of chavra who help you. So see different ways of getting away from the taivas of Alam Hazeh and things. Siach data memeno legamre, but amro liliba einu rotz elios rasha. And this is where we're getting to the Beinoni Nekuda. I don't want to be a Rasha.
I don't want to be a Rasha.
Yeah, he's able, he can still himself divert his attention from it altogether. Comes up, I will not be wicked, even for a moment. Yeah, I don't want to be a Ifilu Sha'achas. He ain't in a Rotz Elios Mavdu Nifrat Chathashonim Mashem Echad Shum Ofen. This is the Panemius, is because I will not be separated and parted, heaven forbid, right, from Hashem under any circumstance. Be mindful of the admission. Because you're mindful of this admission, what's the admission? But before we get to the admission, he says, from if you don't medak in the Lashon, he doesn't make a deal out of the old school translation, right, but he says, Ma Hashem Achad, yeah, the oneness of Hashem. So if Hashem is Achad, Be'emes, which we say every day, then why would you want to separate from that oneness? That's all there is. That's the truth of every day of life of creation. That's our whole avodah of Bechira, to constantly choose Hashem Achad. B'shem Ofen, and it says in the Pasuk, V'neseichem Mavdilim B'goyme. It's a famous pasuk.
This is an actual
pasuk here in Azai.
The Rakhani wrote to the Dafka, but this is actually a tefillah now that the Baal Tanya is giving us. No, this is Rakhsev, no?
Yeah. He's going to say now, but just before we get there, it says your iniquity is interred between you and who? And Hashem. The sin, right. Getting distracted and getting busy with, I don't know, Netflix binges, takes you away from Hashem Achad, you know. There was one thing recently I felt like on Netflix that was actually worth watching, like when I was back in England. It was the World War II documentary, because it was so well put together. Maybe the sound over wasn't the best, the guy saying it, the narrative person, was a bit like Pasha, but the quality of the visuals was awesome. It was like your mum is back there. It was because they colored it, they brought it alive again. And it was amazing to like, the Kirch technology that we could experience what was happened during the World War in such a clear way. It was Peledic. I showed it to my father, he couldn't believe the quality of it. anyway, Rak Ani Ratzel Ledav Gobo Nafshi Ruchi Vineshmasi, like you're saying now, this is a tefillah. Like only I want my soul to, yeah, and it's true with Tzaddikim, they always go off in tefillahs in the middle of drushes.
Right.
Because when they're writing something, even in Torah, because this is who they are. This is their nefesh, that they want to daven and constantly connect to Hashem. Yeah, the ani rotzeh ledav gabo nafshi ruchi nishmasi masbusha mesholish levushei isbarach shem ma'aseh diba machshava ba'Hashem etorasov ba'mitzvasov Mahava Mustar Shabilibi Lashem Kmolev Khalis Swashanikra Ovi Shemecha. Fidikal Shabakam Yokala Mosa Nafshal Kadish Hashem. Lot Hanochi Memenu Babadai Ela Shiniknas Baruchstus. No, so before we carry on reading that whole thing about the Ruach Shtus, but let's read the tefillin, we'll translate it. My real desire is to unite my nefesh, ruach, and neshama with Hashem, right, for investing them in His blessed shalosh, you know, levushim, the three commandments. What are those? Maisa, diba, machshava, dedicate to Hashem, His Torah, and His mitzvahs by virtue of what? The love of Hashem. It's hidden in my heart. Remember, so we keep bringing this concept of ahava misteris, this hidden heart. I saw this hidden part of the heart which is filled with love, as in the heart of all Yidden who are called lovers of thy name. Yeah, love. All Yidden are called Oveh Hashem. Yeah, we are people who love Hashem. That's the panemius of Amis, Oveh Shemecha. We get that inheritance from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Mm. Yeah, it's inside of every Yid to love Hashem's name.
Right.
A filuk shekav shebekam. Now, even this is when it gets chizik. Even the most unworthy among the worthless is capable. Shabbat Kamim is like the most gashimis carbon. You see these fat, bald-headed dudes, you know, stressing in some place, and they're like, you know, they're just about...
Meatboards.
Yeah, they can get into the car just about...
Charcuterie.
And, you know, it's just like, all they're thinking about is money and next meal, you know. These kind of guys, and you think, and they're Yidden. They've got Yiddish neshamas. They could mashlem a minion, these guys, you know. Uh-huh. And they probably do. Yeah, it's worth caper cycles off of the sanctity of Hashem. When it comes down to it, they will be most in nefesh for Hashem, even those fat boys, yeah? Most in nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, they'll be most in nefesh for Hashem when it comes down to it. Give them 1 second. You've seen so many times like this.
Right.
And all those guys down south, which were having the Sionis with the Hamas, Hashem Shemayim, well, right now they managed to get through that time period, but they've suddenly, their neshamas have woken up.
Right.
Because they suddenly were put into a situation, so it's nefesh.
Right, some of them for sure have woken up. Some
I mean, I was at
Yossi's... Gone back to sleep.
I was at Yossi Sassoon's house, and he was telling us stories of some of them have mamish woken up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have watched miracles take place with their own eyes. How could they not?
Right.
Oh, they're broken by what happened, but it awakened their neshama again, the breaking, breakingness of their whole ideal way of thinking of Shalom Achshav and all this nonsense. They suddenly realize it's not true. These guys want to kill us. So they suddenly, well, what does that mean then? If I'm a Yid, why do they want to kill me just for being a Yid? So now I need to know what it means to be a Yid. That's what happened to me when I was secular and I was friends with a lot of non-Jewish people, like real rough crowd. When I got beaten up time and time again for being with these crowds, I started to realize, why am I a Jew? Why are my best friends?
Right.
Because my Bederek HaTeva, I was in a non-Jewish school where I was like, they're just surrounded by 99% non-Jewish.
Right.
How did I end up, all my best friends, all my crew, by the time 16, 17, all Jewish? That was my big question. So one of the reasons, because I kept getting beaten up every time I hanged out with the non-Jews. They like smelt me. They like, knew I was a Yid. And they beat me. And that made me question who these people are and why am I getting beaten up every time I'm with them. So I started choosing Jewish crew. And then even when I had certain difficult moments with Jews, It was often ones who were not so Jewish who were the ones who made it difficult.
Right.
But I have to say, I did have discernment with Jews also. That's not always the truth.
It's different, the same.
Yeah, it's different. I wasn't getting a fist in the face.
They're violent people.
Yeah, generally not, no.
It's not in our DNA.
No, it's not.
One of my mentors, yeah, text my wife.
It's all good. Anyway, this is big chizuk because we realize there's a certain point, and I experienced this in my own life, of Mitzvah Nefesh. We have ability to be Maaseh Nefesh for Hashem, no matter what, no matter where we're holding in life.
Yeah, Mama.
And we're put into those extreme situations. We will wake up. Obviously, the idea is to live with Maaseh Nefesh, not wait for the goyim to come want to shecht us.
Right. Right. It's like a famous saying: it's easy to die al Kiddush Hashem, but can you live al Kiddush Hashem?
Yeah, and that's actually you know who used to say it, Reb Noach Weinberg from Eish Torah. That was one of his big points to Am Yisrael, like we need to live Mitzvos Nefesh.
Right.
Chabad definitely b'kayim it, and that's why we're learning it here now. Oveh Shemecha Kol Shebekam Yochel Moisa Nashal Kiddush Hashem, V'lo Nofa Nochi Mimenu. Yeah, and what happens? What does that mean?
Surely I'm not inferior. It says in the
I'm not inferior to him, but what does it mean really? Anochi Mimenu. It's much deeper than the
translation. Nofa Anochi Mimenu Bevadai. I'm not...
The true I.
Yeah.
The true I, the godly I. What's Anochi? Anochi is Rosh HaTevis. Ani, Nafshi, Kesavis, Yahavis. Hashem wrote down my soul and I gave it to you. That's the Torah. That's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Hashem gave my soul to you. A true Anochi. Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
Right.
That's the Pnimius of Amisol.
It's a beautiful tefillah right here. I want to save it.
Like, yeah. So we're one with Hashem. Our soul is one with Hashem. Hashem gave us his essence and gave it to us.
Right.
So when we tune into that Anochi, I will not ever fall from that.
That's what it's
all about. Once again, this is very deep psychology. Who do you identify as?
Right.
It's like that whole, we mentioned him a few times. What's his name, the guy Shagai keep mentioning? He's very clever with his concept. He's got a funny name. Anyway, Minas Shemaim, I forgot his name. But my friend's very into his, he has the one, Power of One, all his books.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is, yeah. So he's got a whole thing, and it's based on modern day understanding of cognitive therapy and other stuff,
yes.
Of being able to identify with your true self and not with, and you know, in the 12 steps as well, it's about how you identify yourself. So if you identify yourself as an addict, that's a certain level to be able to be real with yourself.
Yeah.
But as a yid, you know that even you're above the addiction. You're an ashama. That really, that you're never a slave to anything. You're only over to Hashem. That's it. That's Panemius. So then, when so this guy is having a hard time, yeah. Why? Because what happens? Comes the ruchdus. Yeah, bevade elish niknas ba ruchdus nidmaloi. So suddenly this ruchdus comes and starts to make imaginations. Shavezo adenu bihiduso. Yeah. It will not affect his Jewishness, his soul will not be severed from Hashem. It's okay, you know, nishkefelech, as you say. Yeah, you see where we are?
Yeah, I'm just curious where this ends.
Yeah, we'll get to the dot in a minute. It's not
the
far.
Gum.
Yeah, before we get to the gum, we're holding here. Yeah, so there's going to be moments, Ela sheniknas ba ruach shtus, there's going to be moments we're going to have ruach shtus. Nidmalosh, Averes Ardenu be Hudos. You can say it's not going to take me away from my Yiddishkeit. Einish Masam of Delis Melekeso. My soul's not going to get separated from Am Yisrael. And what's happening at those moments? Gam Shukarach Avosel Hashem, the Mysteris. He starts to forget his love for Hashem. It comes more hidden.
Right.
We meet people like this all the time. Like there's the Yidden. I'm sure when you go back to America, it's more common. They're Yidden, but they're not like awake. Like the,
right.
Like, yeah, Hashem loves me, or whatever, but I'm, you know, I've got things to do. I've got to make money, I've got things to do, that kind of mindset, yeah?
Yeah, Mama.
Which is hidden heart, but... Yeah, it's a ruach shtus. It's not MS, because MS is you're serving Hashem all the time. Aval ani einenu rotze liot shote kamo l'chopa MS. But as for me, and this is the Balatanya, writing this, and for all of us, I have no desire to be such a fool. To what? To deny the truth.
Wow.
So you're right. This whole thing is just one big tefillah in a way.
Big tefillah here.
Yeah. So it starts off, I will not be wicked even for a moment. From the one God. And it goes all the way down to this point here.
I don't know where that tefillah ends. Masha Inkin.
I think it's Emes. Right, Emes. I think where would be the last word.
I'd say this last word.
Yeah, that's the last word.
Wow.
It's beautiful. It's excellent. It's got the
perfect timing to end because I gotta.
Yeah, no, but all I'm saying is just to come into this Nakuda is to really realize that being MS, truthful in our Avodas Hashem,
MS, yeah,
is the key to constantly assess, am I listening to the Ruach Shtus or am I listening to my Nefesh Elokus? And the Nefesh Elokus, I'm identifying myself with the Nefesh Elokus, and this Avos Misteris, this hidden love, should be awakened.
Ah.
Not just in davening, but I should try to bring it, awaken it throughout the day.
Yeah.
So that I can demonstrate my love for Hashem constantly. And that's, Purim is a time, I don't know if you feel it, but Purim you feel like the whole day is you're just awake.
Right.
Like your neshama is awake. Even when you're drinking, even when you're with friends, it's a special gift where suddenly you experience what it's like to be a shtikl sadik, like all the time in a state of awakeness, or a haman, you hate evil, you're in a state of awakeness. You don't want this ruchdus. And alcohol, if that's your panemius, the yinichnas sod, yeah, so yinichnas yayin, you have to sod, the yayin will just bring out the panemius that you're sod, your neshama. Yeah, you should take a picture of that tefillah. It's worth it. It begins, you can make a little.
Ayin erotze, chad ochel is gabino, behetzer.
Yeah, that's it.
Machshavano starts behol MS.
When it starts,
I will not be wicked even for a moment. Is that where it begins? That's it. That's where it begins.
Ah, right.
That's where it begins.
There
are two things there. Down to the dot. MS.
The libo. He says it to his heart.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Because that's the reality. You have these two voices in your heart.
And here he says the one thing is like, for the truth of the matter is that sin does not separate a man from Hashem.
Okay.
And that one does have a natural love for God that dictates the performance of mitzvah. This truth to one must say, so I do not wish to deny.
Yeah.
Meaning it's like the other way around. Meaning we keep thinking that when we do an Avera, it makes us separate from Hashem. When in hindsight, like our innate insides, right? The insides, who we are, our etzem is to be connected to Hashem, to want to do the mitzvahs. And sometimes we forget that. It's almost
that's true,
like...
But that's bidi evid.
It's going... Even
that's bidi evid. L'chachila, the tefillah here is, I don't even want to forget that for a moment.
Right, no, I wonder,
that's the whole Indian of Ebenini.
Right.
He doesn't want to ever be into the status of a Russia.
No, but you can always get to that by working backwards, meaning...
Yeah, you can work it bidi evid, which
we
is
think to ourselves, often, wow.
Well, that's the balat tshuva more voda,
right.
Constantly doing tshuva after the fact. You know, you don't l'chachila go into it, but you fall by accident, and now you do tshuva. But the l'chachila approach is this tefillah of the balatani of constantly wanting to be a benani.
Right.
That I don't want to even fall, because I don't want to give into that rukshdus.
Right.
I want to be in the place of emes, and emes of my creator, that he's Shem Echad, that Shem is one.
I want to really think about this anyway. Tefillah, man. I sit down today and think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah. And maybe about Friday, if we can squeeze in a little session before Purim.
Ah, quick session, maybe.
If you make it back a lot, maybe like in one...
Maybe we'll do it in the therapist's office downstairs.
Yeah, okay, good. Some therapy. I'll
try to go out with my wife now, maybe for a little bit.
Yeah, you got to Samecha before you leave.
Before I leave, you know?
That's the key to Brocha.
That's the key to Brocha, for the wife.
My wife's Yom Hiladet today. She's Zion Adar.
What?
Today's Zion Adar. It's my wife's Yom
Hiladet. Oh, right, today's Zion Adar.
It's a holy day.
I was trying to do a shindig with her Joey tonight, but it was...
I was waiting for you to tell me about that. I thought either he forgot or you didn't do it.
No, because I'm leaving tomorrow morning, and I was like, I was going to host it in my house. And
you can do it now. You know what another yacht set's coming up?
Yeah.
Noam Elimelech.
When's that?
Chaf Aleph. That's a week after Purim, so that might be when next. Noam Elimelech's also a Saturday. And it might give you more time as well to get ready for it. Yes, Simchas Purim, brother. Hazak Yamatzin. Yom Lelet Samech to Moshe Beinu and to Masha Rebetzin. Oh, why is Masha? Moshe. Moshe Beinu. Moshe Masha.
I'll see you later.
Mr. Shem, have a safe trip.
The
Sia Tova.
Take
the Torah with you. Yes, Moshe Chaim. I'm Moshe. All the Moshes. Legs in. Nasiya Tova. Gevalt. Zekatul Hashbaz Tovist. It was obviously important. What did you say in the share, Rabbi?
Oh, no, I can't do this. I can't put it on the share. Right?
Say, what did you just say now? You just inspired Rav Shlomo.
Yeah, we can pull it off the recording.
All right, fine. Send it to me.